Several gigs, bands, musicians, and people in general followed the Parham Conspiracy Band. Some I remember, some I don't. However, there was one experience with a person that seemed to be an ordinary experience, but collided and challenged my moral fiber. I like to refer to it as the Sparky experience. Shopping in Wonderland Music Store in Oak Park, Michigan one day, I heard a voice say, "Oh, you ain't gonna speak to me now, huh?" At first, I didn't identify the voice, but when I did, I said, "Is that you?" "Yeah, man." My eyes rested on this tiny guy in a big t-shirt with funny looking hair. Seeing the look of astonishment on my face, he said, "You act like you don't know me because I dyed my hair." With excitement in my voice, I yelled, "Sparky Lawson, is that you?" "What the heck? Man, what happened to you?" His response was a barber had to put chemicals in his hair and he had gotten an allergic reaction to them. Sparky played on several gigs with my band in Detroit and Ann Arbor, and also played guitar on some of my early recordings with one of Detroit's most talented and experienced engineers, Mike Brown, the master. Seeing him brought back the time four of my band members and I were riding to a gig in Ann Arbor. And we stopped at a store to get a bottle of wine and snacks, but we forgot to get cups. So I said, "We could just drink out of the bottle. Nobody's gonna get AIDS or nothing like that." Everybody laughed, of course. Sparky didn't.